You know what we like to do? Get coffee. If you know me, you know I love coffee. So I'm getting coffee. Sometimes I meet up with some friends. You never know who I'm going to meet up. And actually, you do know who I'm going to meet up with. I only meet up literally with about 3 or 4 friends. I'm not trying shit. It's just going to be normal shit, chilling, having a good time. And that's how we're going to do it. You know what you have, honestly?
What?
I'm going to be very truthful with you. And this is seriously, and it's something I've even thought about before. You have grandma arms.
Granny legs.
No, but you can't just say that about my legs, what I just said. You have grandma arms, and by that, I don't even mean the tone of it, the color.
Fucker, that's even worse.
I know.
Oh, that's an insult.
You're gonna look in the mirror later, like, are they granny color?
I do.
You have like somebody said, like, what color is Mark? I'd be like, his arms are grandma colored.
How do I look? Do I look good?
Yeah, you're great. He has to adjust the white balance, but is that guy in that car though?
Yeah. Just get him.
There's a guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, is this him? He's coming up now.
No, no. He was in Coffee Bean, and he goes, "You're a comedian." I was like, "Yeah." Because people tell me I should be a comedian because I look funny. And I goes, no one's ever said that.
You said that?
Yeah.
And then what'd you say? What'd he say?
Comedy.
Wow.
Comedian.
I like how we bypassed it. Dude, there's always one crazy person at a coffee shop. Yesterday it was the fucking guy freestyling.
Oh, yeah.
And then, and you know what? As a matter of fact, that dude was here, he left, and the other guy came. It was like he fucking relieved his
shift. Team.
Yeah, it's like you relieved the shift. Some guy coming up and be like, man, you're all done. Maldo, in.
He takes off his suit and goes mental.
He said, I'll leave. Okay, cool. I got you covered. Don't worry. Okay, cool. By the way, I'm an airplane. And just walks away. Just fucking.
There's a dude in there too in front of me. He had a skateboard. And like he could tell he was getting nothing from me. So he moved on. So he goes, sure are a lot of skateboarders in California. And the guy just goes.
That's great. Not even the full turnaround. There's something I want to tell you, dude. You talk too close to people, man. You're too close. Back up, man.
Me right
now?
Yeah,
you are, man. You're too fucking close.
We're
right here.
I'm only going to talk to you from now on. But like this.
I would prefer that. I like those socks. I really like how they match your shoes.
Thank you.
And now I'm pissed.
Calf looking good?
Dude, you know, people call me chicken legs, and I realize it's because they look like I have full chickens in my calves.
You have chicken breasts.
Full chickens.
Jeez,
dude.
They're bad legs, aren't they?
No. Bro.
If they were like the legs of me when I was 10 playing soccer, I'd get mocked in Ireland.
Fuck, man. And you know what?
That's enough.
No, and you know what? For real, I work out my legs more than anything. Yeah, you know that.
That's embarrassing.
I am not eating enough.
No, you're eating.
Bro, I used to be friends with this guy. He fucking actually passed away, sad as fuck. But this guy, no, I'm starting it with a bad thing, so then it gets better. But he died, the way he died, I'm going to tell you the way he died after I tell you this story. Because I love this motherfucker. I love this motherfucker. So he was in NYU. I went to NYU at a... for a year, you know. I stopped going to class after like 6 months, and I was just like, fuck this, I'm not going to class, I'm just going to be in the city. And this dude was a friend of mine. He was in the business school, all right? I don't know how the fuck we became friends. He just thought I was funny, and I liked the guy because he was a character. I thought he was from New York because he would like talk like this and all this shit. Come to learn, he's just from Florida, right? So he's just seen too many movies. He was just like, yeah, you know. One time, he came up to me, and there was a guy in a bar in New York that I had happened to go to high school with. And he was like, his name is Frank. And he would just call him Frankie because he was like, you know, hey, we're all Italian. By the way, Frank was Asian. Okay?
Asian?
No bullshit. I never told you this. No bullshit. So he comes up to him and he comes up to me and he was talking to Frank for a while. And Frank was one of those guys from high school where in high school he was like kind of a dork. He would get good grades.
Yeah.
And then I saw him out in the world a year later and he had like a leather jacket.
Oh, really?
He was fuck that. I'm not that guy anymore. And he was in New York chilling. And I was like, wow, he looks like he's got some sexiness to him and shit.
Yeah.
So he says, so the dude comes to me and he says, hey man, your buddy Frankie. I was like, yeah. He's like, it's crazy. I didn't know he was a fucking carrier. and I don't really know what he means. And I was like, yeah? Because I don't really know Frank all that well from high school. And he says, yeah, he's a fucking carrier. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, I'm like, maybe I misheard him or something. He kept calling him a fucking carrier. What he meant was Frank had a gun.
All the way.
And he's carrying a gun. And Frank was lying. Frank was lying. There's no way he had a gun, dude.
Really?
Yes. And my buddy was like glorifying this fact that that he thought he had a gun, and he didn't even have a gun. And he was like talking on New York about it. But the reason why I bring it up is because I said, maybe I should eat more. Bro, this guy was such a character. This guy was such a character. His name was Dan.
The story's gone.
That he all he would do is work out every day for like 3 hours, and he would always eat 2 meals no matter where we went.
Really? Jesus, no way.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
And he was so big and not really like cut, because he would just eat anything. So we would eat our meal and then we'd be like, all right, we're ready. But he'd be like, nah, I got another meal coming.
That's unreal.
It was unreal, dude. He was just Mach 11 at all times. And then I get a message when I turned 26, in my 26th year, one of our other buddies, hey, Dan died. I said, how did he die? And he said, he crashed into a telephone pole doing a Papa Wheelie on a motorcycle. I know it's sad, but I mean, like, it was fucking 17 years ago. I cried then, but yeah, dude, this guy was just
Jesus.
That guy.
Yeah.
But how funny is that?
A human steroid.
Yeah, exactly, 100%. I haven't talked to Frank in a while. I wonder if he fucking...
That's funny calling him Frankie, too.
Frankie is a carrier. Yeah.
I don't even drugs. Jesus, 2 meals is really fucking...
Two meals every time, dude.
Imagine, like, being at a nice restaurant and then getting 2 meals. Imagine being on a date with him.
A girl's just eating a salad, and he's just ate a burger, and he's like, yeah, I got some pasta coming.
Shrimp, linguine, whatever it's called, comes out. Jesus. Oh, that's fucking unreal.
I miss that guy, dude.
Yeah, he sounds like a character.
He was awesome. He was awesome. Fuck, I loved that dude. Oh, we would bust on him so much. We were friends. Me, Dan, Ted, and Tom. Those were our names. How funny is that? Such white guys.
Yeah, so basic.
I know, so basic. Chris was like the odd name of all that.
That's like a flamboyant. But let's not detract from the fact your legs,
my legs are nothing. Yeah. No, I know. You're right.
That pole is thicker than your legs.
Yeah. Come on, don't bring up pole, man. It reminds me of my friend dying. Look at this guy's car.
Those guys are funny, though, when they're like...
Well, I know. Well, you know what the thing is like... Like, they were all business students.
All right.
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing being friends with me, but like...
Yeah, I can tell. I can relate to that.
Bro, they loved it. Not, you didn't know? Yeah. Bro, if they met you, they'd be like, why do you hang out with that guy? So shut the fuck up. This guy's car is always like this. And he has a website, and his name's Dennis Woodruff. Look. See in my movies, TV, and cartoons. He's got 2 websites promoting on his car, like as if anyone's driving by. Bro, you know he has 2 websites on his car?
2. Imagine one was google.com.
DennisWoodruffShow.com and arthousemovies.net.
Oh, yeah.
He told me once, he walked up, you might have been with me. It was at the other Coffee Bean. And he was like, and he came up to me and he was like, hey, man, I saw your stuff. I saw your comedy. I said, oh, yeah. And he said, yeah, you're not funny.
That's hilarious.
And walked away. I was like, Jesus Christ. I think you were there, actually. Hey, you're not funny. I'm just like, all right, bro.
Imagine you're killing on stage somewhere, and for some reason, you have a moment where you're waiting for them to stop clapping, and he just pops in your head, you're not funny.
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah. There used to be a guy that was the old him. That was around everywhere, and it was just basically him, but another guy. Like I said, they're always working in shifts. Yeah. And I drove by him once, and he had a sign. He was on Melrose, just with some sign that said something. I don't remember. This was legitimately 25 years ago. It was 20 years ago, and I drive by, and the windows is rolled down, and I'm just looking at him, and he just says, "What? I have more money than you'll ever make in your fucking life." Just like that, and I'm like, "Okay." like, how defensive and insecure can you be that that's what you're yelling at some random person?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. There was a guy one time that Coffee Bean, he was wearing like an all silk, it looked like pajamas or something. And like, he just started chatting to me and he was just going on about how fucking hemp, he was just like a conspiracy theorist. And he dropped something, he wasn't wearing shoes or socks, and he picks it up with his foot like it was a hand.
Oh, wow.
And then he put his like foot on the table like it was a hand.
Ew.
And I was just like, what's going on? I'm just new to LA, and then a server walks by, and he just goes, hey, and he takes out like a roll of hundreds and just starts handing them to her.
You're like, buy shoes.
Yeah, but I goes, so he left, and then I was like, to the girl, I was like, who's that? I thought he was homeless, and she was like, no, he's a big music producer. Like, he was minted. I can't.
These guys try so hard.
He did it for the Who and all this. He was just off his tits or something.
These guys try so hard.
I just went to his website. Look at it.
Oh, really? Oh, it's well done. Those are cool colors, though. That'd be cool on like a shirt or something. He's very in right now.
Yeah, they are, aren't they? Mm-hmm. My favorite part, it says, call Dennis if you need a great actor.
Wow. Because you need one here.
That's unbelievable.